darling.
How are you?
Hello, darling.
I'm good, thanks.
What was that accent? Because I wanted to say darling.
Oh.
But when I said darling, I wanted to be like, darling.
Oh, okay.
Hey, darling.
Oh, you know? Okay. Yeah.
Go on.
How am I? I'm actually like a little bit clammy.
Am I making you nervous?
It's just quite hot in here. And we're in a new environment.
We are in a new environment. New studio vibes.
New studio. Just
if only you could see.
We've changed studios and aka bedrooms.
Yes.
And no, I'm just a little bit hot, to be honest. I feel like...
Oh, take it off,
girl. Yeah, well, I could. But, you know, I don't want to distract you.
Yeah.
With my bosoms. So I'll leave the shirt on.
Okay. Yeah, it is a bit hot in here. Hey, doll.
Yeah.
Apart from the clamminess, though, how are you?
Yeah, apart from the clamminess, I am good. I have just moved house, which is awesome.
That's exciting.
It is exciting, you know. I've been living in a family, literally, environment for the last 5 months with my sister and her baby.
Hasn't that time flown? Oh. It only feels like yesterday that I moved you in there.
I know.
And then I just moved you out.
Yep. Exactly.
Like a proud mum. Oh, you're moving on.
I know. It's actually crazy. I don't know that I planned to be there for 5 months, but
it happens.
It was really nice, and I spent the whole summer there and got to be around my little niece, like, every damn day. And
every blood, sweat, and tears.
Yeah. And, you know, anyway, I'm really dragging this out. It was really cool living there and really what I needed at that time in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just was sick of being in traffic for so long, every damn day. I don't know why I've started saying damn.
How many dams can you say? Every goddamn day.
Every goddamn day, I'm telling you. I was, darling.
God.
I was just spending so much money. And
To be fair, you lived at the end of the coast.
Mm.
And then you went to uni and worked, like,
I was pretty much in going the city from plus one end of Auckland to the other.
To the other. Because uni is on the other side of the city.
Yeah.
So, you do the math.
You guys, yeah.
I mean,
it was just, yeah, I felt like I didn't have any time for myself. Like,
mm-hmm.
even if I started uni at 10, that was like...
You were in the car.
Yeah, I'd be up at 7. I mean, that's a normal time to get up.
Oh, my God.
Not like, God, for me. But, you know, my morning would just be... And I'd be in the car for 2 hours.
Well, you look at it and you think starting at 10, perfect. Like, dreamy as... No,
absolutely.
You're eating your little Vogels with peanut butter at fucking
rushing
6:30.
Yeah, rushing out the door, and it's just not on. And I get home, and it takes me 2 hours to get home, and then it's dinner time, and it's dark.
Yeah. The kids aren't in bed yet, it's all go.
Mm.
Yeah.
So anyway, I've moved into a flat situation, which is cool and fun again. Anyway, it's just been really nice being close to everything.
Yeah, you just live out of the city now, so
yeah.
I'll cut the travel time in half.
I bussed to and from work
Monday. You didn't.
Walked up the road in my little nurse scrubs.
No shit.
Oh, I'm not a nurse if anyone is actually listening, but I do wear nurse scrubs.
Yeah.
For my job. And yeah, it was very exposing being on that busy road though. And I'm like, who's looking at me?
Yeah, when I was trying to leave your house the other day, I stood there for like, I'd say 7 minutes trying to cross that road.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. It's
quite embarrassing, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you got to go, and then a car comes down the corner, and you're like...
yeah. Oh, and you'll do that little awkward run when you run across the road.
And you're in little clogs. It's all good.
Yeah.
How was your first couple of nights sleeping?
Oh, I've been sleeping like a little angel. Like an innocent, little, gorgeous, cute angel.
Skinny little angel.
Skinny, perfect little dreamy angel.
Yeah, red-headed beauty.
That's what I've been feeling like. Red-headed beauty.
Nice.
Yeah, like
that's good.
It's just so dark in my room, and my bed's quite comfy, I've found.
Okay.
And I've just been sleeping like an angel.
Like, weird.
So that's been freaking awesome. Although I wake up to the sound of the traffic.
Yeah, I thought you might.
Yeah.
You are right on that road.
I've literally come from, you know, the birds chirping outside my cabin.
Mm-hmm.
Really wholesome, peaceful, to motorways, bikes, you know,
my
motorbikes.
Yeah.
Hey, come on!
Get out the way!
Yeah, that kind of stuff. You can't park there! Hey, I'm trying to park.
You sound like people of
GTA.
Yeah.
That's what I was going for.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad you all
said. Hey, I'm walking here! That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And then they're like, I'm killing him, and he's like, hey!
Yeah.
And they're like, Great work.
So that's me. I'm really good, thanks. How are you?
Wow. What a wrap up. That was like a... Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah. We'll just end the podcast there, I think.
It was a how am I in a life update at the same time.
Okay, well...
You know what I'm saying?
Fucking...
You're picking up what I'm throwing down? Oh, yeah.
I'm good. No, I'm literally good. I am... Well, I mean, look, I'm in my birthday week.
Mm.
I like to celebrate my birthday week, you know? Although I've got a cold, so it hasn't started off great. No, like, treaties this week. Although, beauty treaties I've been having. Got my nails did this morning.
Why is that a saying?
I don't know. I don't get it.
Got my nails did.
I don't get it. I'm not like, end of the trend.
You got
I don't
them
get
done.
It. You, yeah, end of story.
But we all say it, don't we?
Yeah. I got it did. And then...
My nails are dead.
And then I got my lashes done tonight.
You get your lashes dead?
No, I got them done.
Interesting.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah, so I'm feeling a bit pretty for once.
Are you? I was going to say that you weren't looking that pretty tonight.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So, but you know what? As long as you feel good, Grace.
Oh my God. Imagine. It's what makes.
Whatever makes you feel pretty, babe.
Like, to be honest, not really vibing, but if that's what makes you feel good. No
I thought you looked tired and a little bit. Just kidding.
Anyway, no, so yeah, birthday week, I am turning the big
25.
Mm. I don't know how I feel about it. I'm really in two minds about it.
Yeah.
You know me, I don't like growing old. I get the shits about it.
Yeah.
It actually gives me the shits. I've had it since I was like 19.
Yeah.
Like, I get the shits. But, not pure shits, but you know what
not
I mean.
Not diarrhea.
No, not yet. But I actually am feeling a bit excited. Not about the number. It's not about the number.
Okay.
But I feel like it's going to be a good year. I'm feeling positive about this year.
Mm. Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'll get you on that.
You little rascal.
Yeah, so...
Hang on. Tell me
I
more.
I am excited. Well, you know, I'm going through a couple of things in my life, aren't I? I'm getting on a new career path.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be flying those planes.
Yep. Going to become a pilot. You're going to be in there telling the pilots what to do.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, sir, you want it? No, okay, stop it.
She's going to become an air hostess if anybody didn't listen to.
Going
to
be handing out some tea and coffee on a plane for like a couple of hours each day.
Yeah.
So, that's exciting. So, I just feel like, you know, new adventures, new age.
You're in a new house.
I have moved. I'm in a new house. My own little house with my stupid boyfriend. Nah, with my boyfriend. So, yeah, I just feel like maybe 25 is the age for me.
25 is the year to thrive.
Fuck's sake.
Is what I'm feeling from this conversation.
Yeah. I'm feeling thrivey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, so that's me anyway. I'm good. Yeah, birthday week, babe. So where's my presents?
They're coming, bitch.
Yeah, that's it really for me. Oh, quick side note. I have a cold, so if I sound a little bit, you know, shit, it's because I've got a cold. Don't mind the sneezes, coughs. Splatters, you know?
She's snotting all over the microphone.
Yeah. Okay, Joe.
I just realised why this feels unfamiliar, because we didn't record last week.
Yes!
That's why I was like...
It has been a
clammy.
While.
I was feeling sweaty, because...
Oh my God, you're getting
we
nervous.
We haven't been here in a while.
Yeah.
Apologies, we weren't here last week. Life just really got in the way. One night didn't work out, but then we had no other free nights, and like, you know, say what you will about how we should record in advance, but we just don't.
Yeah, you would think by 5 seasons we would have had that under control, but we don't. Okay, so here we are. We are raw.
We're holding our hands up.
We're honest.
we're owning our shit. And we weren't there when you needed us last week. But where were you guys?
Yeah. Just had to say. And neither were you, so keep fun.
Where were you guys begging for us to come back?
Not one of you. We only just got seen. That's it.
I did get actually one
no
person
questions.
Say. I got one person, one friend, good friend, say, where's the episode this week? I went to go look for it on Thursday and it wasn't there.
Yeah, to be fair, I got two. So, okay.
All right, three of you. That's pretty cool.
So we are popular. Okay.
Wow, three people.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm not saying sorry because...
I'm not sure it'll be received well. Anyway, we're back.
We're back. We, on the weekend, had a little photo shoot, didn't we,
Oh my God, we did. We became models.
Wow. In that moment, I felt like a solid 3 out of 10. You know, out of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
Big camera, big lights, you know.
Yeah.
Flashing lights.
Sorry. It's pulling a really ugly facial. Is that what you're laughing at?
Yeah, you really threw me off.
No, yeah, we were like, look, we're not made for this model life. Like,
as much as you think we are, we're not.
As much as you've been thinking, God, these girls need to get into modelling, we know. And then we get there and...
we shrivel up like a bunch of prunes.
Yeah. Our lovely photographer says to us, okay, can you guys just act like best friends now?
Yeah, poor girl trying to work with a couple of stiff gals.
Yeah, and we're awkward, like, arms around each other with a hand on the hip.
Acting like we don't know each other as well, yeah.
It's quite intimidating.
Yeah. We were in a studio, we met, like, the owner, he's, like, you know, talking to us, and then all of a sudden she's like, okay, smile, like, yo, act cool. Yeah. I'm like, how the fuck do you act cool right now? Yeah.
What do I do with my hands?
Yeah.
Oh. So anyway,
but it was fun. So incoming, some beauty.
We got the pics back, and boy, do we look stunning!
We really spruced up. I don't know what filter she put on, but god damn, we
were. Yeah, I know. You're gonna be like, whoa!
Who the fuck are these girls?
Who are these hotties?
Yeah.
So yeah, just let us know if you want to buy one.
Yeah.
And frame it for your wall.
Yes. Oh, good merch coming in.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was that. So yeah. That's it, really.
So we've got some good content incoming. Yes. Our Instagram is about to level up, really. That's...
so bring on the followers.
Yeah. So that means we're all on the listens and the followers.
Okay. All right, doll. Let's just fucking wrap that shit up.
I know. I could just seriously, you know.
You could waffle all day, doll.
I just roll my eyes at me and you all the time.
Yeah, same. All right. So, I mean, look. You came to me with some things, didn't you?
I said... it's time for a DMC. It's time for a 2 a.m. locked in the bathroom at a house party.
Couple of bevvies deep.
Lots of bevvies deep. Chat.
DMC. So
everyone's knocking on the door and you're going, hey, give us a minute.
Yeah.
Or and they're coming in to help and you go, get out. I'm trying to think about what you actually say when that happens.
Oh my god. Not now.
She's crying. Get out.
The accents, the American accents that we think we've got to pull on. Yeah. We've all been in those situations where, in the bathroom, your mate's crying, you're crying, DMCs are happening.
Yeah.
The hard questions are coming.
You sometimes don't talk about it the next day.
It's all a bit awkward.
It's all a bit awkward, but you know what? We've decided to do that sober.
Yeah.
We've decided to have a DMC without being locked in a bathroom crying on a night out.
Yeah, hope no tears come about, but if they do, we welcome them.
Yeah. So we're going to hit each other with some hard ones.
I'm excited.
Yeah, this is going to be quite, like, really serious. Sorry.
If I can cut that out and say it again, Joel.
This is going to be serious.
Yeah, business.
Oh, I'm actually sick of my voice.
I was about to say, do you need to have a little silly dance? Do you need to, like, shake it out before we start?
Am I being too silly?
No, you're just, you know.
Is there such a thing?
I feel like you just need to let it out a bit.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Now, DMC topic, conversation, starter, question number one.
Nice.
Yeah. What is something about yourself that you are so sure of? Like something you were really secure in?
Well, I took this as, and I'll just answer it, I've written down something. I'm so sure of that, is it right? I'm so sure that I am, a solid person for someone to lean on. Like, I feel so sure that I am always a solid person for someone to lean on if they ever need anything. Whether it was $5 for a coffee or advice or a 2 a.m. pickup or whatever, if I'm around or if I'm there, I feel that I'm a solid person for someone to lean on.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Even if it was just like, I just feel like I'm always willing to help somebody if they need it, whether they are close to me or if someone that knows me but isn't like a best friend of mine, if they ever came to me and asked for something, I would try to do anything for them to make that happen. My mind just kind of like goes instantly to how I can help them. I don't know. I just, yeah.
Yeah, like nothing's too hard or like not worth it. Or
try not, yeah. I just feel like overall I'm a solid person for someone that they can come to for anything. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I think that I'm sure of.
Okay.
Okay.
I was trying to be funny, but we're being serious now. I really agree with you on that one. I think that's very, very true. And I, as your friend, feel that from you as well.
Oh, good. Well, imagine if you don't.
That would be an awkward way of saying it. I don't know. I'd be like, cool, moving on.
Yeah.
No, I really agree with you there. I think that you are definitely a loyal, reliable person.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope people think that of me. Because I just, yeah, want to make sure that everyone's okay in my surrounding. Mm. But then I also, yeah, I'm willing to help anybody that needs it. I just need to know about it, then I can help them, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, hopefully I'm a solid person in someone's life. That's what I'm sure of.
Okay, that's so nice. I like that one.
Thank you. What's something that you're sure of about yourself?
Okay, I haven't prepared for this one. And I probably, without being a copycat, would have said what you said.
Yeah.
About myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. I'm so sure that I'm pretty funny.
Hmm. Like, you're okay.
I'm so sure that I honestly have to say I think I'm the exact same answer as yours. Yeah,
you can say that. That's totally fine.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'm so sure in myself that I, am like someone that will always be there for those around me.
Yeah.
Like I'm a safe person. I consider myself to be a safe person for others.
Mm-hmm.
And that I, will always do my best to understand people and give them everything that I can in the relationship or in the time of need or,
I'd agree with that as well, Dom. Yeah, I think it's so important to have those people in your life and I'm glad that we think that we are those fathers.
I wonder sometimes about people that, you know how there's those people that are like, you know, their friend might text them and say, can you, I don't know, could you stop by there and just get that for me? Or do you mind, because you're going to Albany getting this?
Yeah.
And they're like, their initial reaction is, oh, fuck's sakes.
Mm.
Or, you know,
I guess because we're so the opposite.
Yeah.
I guess it's hard to.
But some people. No way I'd pick them up. I can't, no fucking way, I'm in bed.
Yeah.
Or like,
A 10-minute detour seems like the end of the world for them, maybe.
Yeah.
To go get somebody or get something.
Yeah. Wonder if you ask, like, if that person, I don't know, I wonder if those people think and know to themselves.
That they're like that?
Like, that they're like, yeah. Like, oh, like, you know, if you said to them, like, oh, do you think that you would, like, drop anything for a friend or that you're really there for people or whatever? I wonder if they'd be like, fuck, not really, to be honest.
Mm.
Depends what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it shouldn't really be a, oh, I mean, not that it shouldn't. I'll just stop there. Okay.
All right, Dom.
Cool. Next question. Hold on. Okay, well, since we think that we're such great people.
Yeah, go for it.
Name a way that you think you could be a better person. Sister, friend, girlfriend. Like, it could just be one or any of those things.
Yeah. I wrote down, and I think it goes under the umbrella of friends and me being a girlfriend. I can jump to the conclusion of something, say my partner does something and I can instantly snap at them and jump to the conclusion where I'm not hearing the full story. And I can do that with being a friend or with being a partner. And I think sometimes it's a bad thing because I am maybe shutting off what they're saying or not hearing the full story and making a judgment out of something when I shouldn't be yet. I don't know if that makes sense, but
yeah.
I think I can instantly snap at something or I can quickly make a judgment on something when, I don't know the full story. And it could come from literally you telling me something, someone's done something and I can instantly be like, oh, fuck him. Mm. You know, like I'm quite snappy.
Yeah.
Where maybe I should understand this whole situation more.
Yep.
But it does come from love. And then also say if my partner Dylan is telling me something and I don't like something that's in the story, but I'm not listening to the full thing first, I can be like, oh, well, I mean, and snap instantly. So I think that's something that I'm trying to work on is maybe just sitting back for a minute and like listening to the full story or listening to both sides or whatever it may be without chucking my opinion in, you know?
Or reacting.
Or reacting out of, out of emotion before I've settled or listened to the full story or, because it's definitely.
That's really, really, really interesting and.
Fair?
Insightful and fair, yeah, I reckon, from you. Like, I just, that's really interesting that you would even, I feel like I know that about you.
Yeah.
But I, you know, can see it as, like, passion or, like, out of love or care.
Yeah.
Like, it can be those things, but also it can, like, definitely also be not a good thing, right? Because it can make you jump to conclusions or make you be, like, maybe react to something or someone in a certain way that you might regret later on or something like that. But
or, like, it could just cause a quick argument between two people that, like, it doesn't need to
that
be.
That you've then got to recover from rather than
just stopping.
Assessing it first.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually really, I feel like that's amazing to see in yourself then.
I think, like, you're right. It does come from passion. Like, if you came to me and said something about someone.
Like, someone's hurt me or said this to me.
I would instantly be like, well, you know, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, fuck them. Like, what are you...
Sorry.
What are you doing? Like, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I do think that I could maybe address it and work on it to try and better it. Because it's just like, sometimes in my head I'm going... Did you just need to do that? Like, sometimes it's fine, sometimes I don't think about it, and sometimes I'm like, well, that just caused maybe an argument between me and Dylan or whatever because I've just snapped at him when really I didn't need to. I just should have just waited out because the end result was fine.
Yeah.
It's just like a story or whatever it may be. So, yeah, that is me.
Wow, that's really cool. Have you thought about that before?
Yeah, well, kind of just recently. And then when I read that question, I was like, huh, that's something that could definitely be... talked about because I don't know, just recently I've been like, maybe I am like a bit like, I don't know how to explain it, but like not full on, but like a bit passionate, I guess, about certain things that I
but
could
it
just
definitely
like,
come if you really like think about where it comes from, it definitely comes from love and passion and care and all aspects with anyone that it's involved to,
definitely
involved with. Like,
I would hate to be putting someone down or
it's
not nothing to do with that. It's for my own, like, I'm caring about someone. So I'm going to have their
advocating
back.
For them, yeah.
So I'm instantly, if I hear something bad about someone, I'm going to be like, nah, that's
literally,
it.
Literally, a couple of days ago, fucking hell, I'm like relaying something to you, and you're instantly like, nah, asshole.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like, fuck, what a, sorry, I'm not making you sound aggressive, but,
no.
You know, like, blah, blah, blah. And then here I am going, no, I hear you,
you're
and I love you.
For the both of us.
Yeah, and then I'm like, I hear you and I love you and I get where you're coming from, but... hang on a minute, there's more to it, or it's not quite like that, or something, which is...
Yeah. And I think it's also good to be able to, like, see the full, like, all the layers to it, not just the surface layer of, like, maybe he or whatever came across, you know...
This way.
In this way. Maybe I'm just seeing the surface layer, and I think that's also me trying to, like, not grow up a bit, but, like, be able to look at the whole picture, I guess.
And there's always... reason, I know that this is simple, but there's always a reason why people are doing or do what they do that they feel is right to them in that moment, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, yeah, it's easy, definitely, to be like, what? Like, I don't know. He fucked you around.
Yeah.
But actually, what was going on for him?
Yeah.
Or what, you know, what led him to blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
have you
sure.
had a moment to think about that?
Yeah.
But I'm pretty... I'm not similar in that way, but I am similar in the snappy way. I can be quite snappy or react for really small things. And then I almost am like afterwards, like embarrassed within myself. Like, whoa, what just came over me? Like the other day, my sister and I were, you know, getting sushi. We had the pram. We put the sushi in the bottom of the pram where you can, like, see it. And they hadn't put the sellotape on or something enough.
Oh, no.
And it flapped, both of them flapped open. And I was getting stressed because Emily was walking with the pram and I could see it opening. And, like, honestly, this is where I'm just like, calm down, Elise. But I went, oh, fuck, like, something like that. And then Emily was like, what? And I was like, oh, the lid. And then she's like,
just
it's okay. And I'm like, whoa. And then afterwards I'm like, whoa, Elise,
where'd that come from?
Where did that even come from? Like, calm down, it's just a lid on it. Why couldn't I be like, oh, Em, come back here, the lid's come off,
let me just sort that out,
you know? It's just so
that's
I think
funny, eh?
I think I do that as well, but just in a different way.
Yeah,
it's a really hard thing to I almost don't know if I can change that about me.
Yeah.
That's different though. But, you know, I don't know, like, your initial reaction can sometimes be, you're acting off what you're feeling.
Yeah. But I think it's fine though, because you can look at it after and be like, fucking hell, like, but people that are, I don't know how to word this, but like, I guess highly strung overall, is that the right word? Like,
yeah.
Feel stressed like all the time, would struggle to see that what they said in that moment was probably unnecessary.
Yeah.
But if you can see it and maybe like joke about it afterwards, be like, oh, maybe I was just feeling a bit stressed in that minute. That's funny that I was just stressed that much over sushi. Like, that's just silly. But it's good that you can, like, yeah, see that afterwards. Mm. I feel like it's
probably because it's not who I am as a person.
No, it's like, just I'm like, not a, like, reaction, a stressy thing, person. Is, yeah.
So when it happens, it's like, calm down, girl.
Yeah. Oh, I think we, like, surely we all are like that. Like, sometimes I'm like, wow, did I just, like, stress out over, like, something so simple?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, something being on the wrong side of the bed or whatever, and be like, oh, God, like, maybe over here. Mm. And then afterwards be like, oh, that was a bit.
And then it's like,
you gotta try. Yeah, you gotta try and like,
come, like, check yourself. Like, I guess also, like, you know, there probably is something else going on. Like, you could be tired.
Yeah.
You could be like really pissed off at something else, and then that's the, you know, the last thing that happens.
Surely
that
those stress, like, emotions come from somewhere.
Yeah.
Even though if you can't see it because you think it's just sushi, like, it's not. You're probably just like overwhelmed over, like, in the day or in the morning or whatever, and then it came out on the poor sushi. The poor, like, sushi. It's just trying to chill.
Maybe I was hangry. You know, that could have been literally I was hangry.
You want to eat it, but it looks like it's getting covered in sand.
Exactly.
Well, I hope you got to eat it.
I did. Hope it was really fine. Nice.
Okay, well, I'll sling that one back to you.
Name a way that I could be better.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm not a girlfriend. So, like, you know, that's quite specific, because in relationships you can really think of, like,
yeah,
you know, potentially. There's a few that I'm thinking, and then I'm thinking, oh, but should I just say them, and then we can just
freaking
expose myself?
This is safe space.
Sometimes I, to how many other freaking people listening? I think sometimes I could potentially, I could think before I speak a little bit. I think I could reach out more to people rather than wait for them to reach out to me.
Yes, I think that's something that maybe
everyone does.
Everyone could practice.
Yeah,
probably a lot more. I'm the same. Like, it again, life, I guess, just gets in the way, and then then you start saying, oh, I haven't heard from someone in a while, and it's like, well, wait, how about you pick up the phone? Reach out to them. It's just as important to
it's
them.
It's so easy to sit back and be like, well, you know, I don't get that from
A little bit of a poor me situation.
Yeah, the old victim card.
Yeah. Good card. Okay, doll. Well, that's good.
Okay.
Let's work on those.
Moving on.
Yeah, okay.
What is something you think others don't know about you or might misunderstand about you?
I wrote this one coming from more of a my younger days. I feel like now it's okay, but it still, I think, is, yeah, in my life because it's me. I wrote that people assume or think that I'm a bitch. Or that I'm rude, because I have a really bad resting bitch face. And it's something that I'm quite insecure about, because it's become, like, I became known of it over the years, because people would, like, say, like, you're so, like, you're such a bitch. Like, why are you staring at me like that? And I'm like, oh my God, I literally have no clue. And it's something that I'm really getting in, like, I'm trying my best to practice, because I also feel like I might get, like, fucking stag lines on my face, because my face, like, fully droops. Like, it sounds so silly, but if I'm really just, like, not concentrating on anything, everything droops, and I look angry, like I do, or I look, like, bored or whatever.
Yeah.
It's something that got picked up in my high school years, and, like, people thought I was a straight bitch, because I would just sit there and, like, while I'm listening to people talk, I may look really bored or angry, but it's literally just my face.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess that was something that, like, people misunderstood about me. And, like, yeah, really, like, even, like, my mum would, she would always be like, what's wrong? And it would make me angry, because I'm like, nothing is wrong. Like, and now you're making me angry, because, like, I can't change my face. And I could never understand why I would say, like, I'm not going to sit here with a smile on my face, because I don't have time for that. Like, I'm not going to sit here smiling.
Who's like, my life, but not that much.
Who's got the muscle for that? Like, I don't. And so when I'm not, so, yeah, anyway. It's something that's really kind of, like, I've struggled with. and I want to get, like, I want to improve it, but it is hard. It's a full muscle memory that needs to, like, change in my face. But just trying to, like, I guess sit there and, like, not pout, but, like, just push up my lips a little bit. But, yeah, it's actually really, yeah.
Sad because, like, hearing you think, like, oh, I need to change that, or I need to pout my lips a tiny bit to make it look like I'm kind of smizing or something seems, like, unnatural and...
It is. It's really hard to sit there with, and, like, yeah, smile, I guess is the right word.
Yeah. Like, who does that? You know, like, no one does. I don't think people do that.
Yeah.
It's different when you're, you know, in a shop and you make eye contact with someone, or it's different if, like, I don't know, you're walking through a crowd where you probably know people, but you, so you just have a little, like.
A little, like.
In case you look at someone sort of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think, yeah.
I guess it's just
it's a shame that it's an insecurity, but I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. It makes me sad to think, like, to have to sit there and try and change the way you look so that people will receive you better. I don't know.
Like, people have, like, literally said to me, like, oh, I thought you were a real bitch in high school. Mm. And now, like, we're really good friends. Like, some of, like, Dylan's friends,
I got
for
that
example.
Heaps as well.
Yeah. Were like, oh, I thought you were a real bitch in school. And I'm like, why? Because I just sat there and said nothing. Like, because I didn't want to go to school. Like, again, it's coming from, like, the not understanding people, like, surface layer kind of shit, which is obviously what I do sometimes. So I get it, but I'm like, just, it's just my look. Get over it. I'll smile at you if, you know, you make me smile.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah.
You just gotta be funny.
Yeah, that's it. Nah, anyway, that's me.
Yeah.
You, Joel? Something you, maybe is misunderstood about you, or?
I honestly, can you give me one? I really can't, I'm really struggling to find an answer for this one. Because I think because I'm really myself pretty much 98% of the time, everywhere I go. And so I don't ever feel like I'm putting on a facade.
No.
That people don't know the real me. I feel like what you see is what you get.
Yeah. So, oh, for sure.
Yeah.
We see it all done.
You see too much before I can stop myself. Okay. What do you think is different about the person you are now as opposed to the teenage or younger you?
I think if I think about my younger self, I'm just, like, a lot stronger, and I know my worth a lot more. So I remember fully, like, you know, being younger as in, like, late teenagers, like, you know, like 15 to 18 or whatever, is what I'm referring to. And I would just let people walk all over me because I thought that they were showing me love because I wanted to, like, feel loved or wanted to, like, have friends or whatever. So I would just, now I look back, I'm like, oh my God, you idiot. Like, I just let boys or even friends, like, walk all over me, take the piss, like, use me for anything. And then I thought because I had friends or a partner at the time or boys were showing interest in me that that was, like, good. So I think what I've learned is, like, now I'm a lot stronger. I know my worth and I know, like, what I want in life and what I don't. And looking back, it makes me, like, a bit sad, but I learned from it and I grew from it. So, like, it's fine. But, yeah, I think just, like, not being walked all over, knowing myself, knowing what I need, you know, and not letting people take the piss.
Do you think that comes from your experiences?
I think so. Yeah, for sure. Like, I've had some boyfriends who are just not on. Mm. Not on, dolls. No. So, yeah, that definitely, like, is the main reason. And, like, a couple of friends even, like, you know, young, in my younger teens, like, a couple of people that I thought were friends, more my best friends, and then they just really shat on me. So, yeah, I think that obviously they all make who you are now and make you realise what you don't want in life. I guess I'm lucky that I can now see that, but back then I didn't. So, yeah, I think just, yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Nice. I like that one.
Thanks.
It's wholesome.
Yeah.
I'm wholesome. You're 25 now. It's about time you bloody got some strength in you.
I know. It's kind of, that's time, eh?
I love that.
Yeah. You want that?
Yeah. Can you read it out to me again?
Yeah. What do you think is different about the person you are now as opposed to the teenager or to the teenage or younger you?
I think that I, with life, you know, this isn't like a, oh, if I could go back sort of thing, because I just think you, like you said, like you've got to go through these experiences to make mm-hmm. you who you are. It's just all part of growing up. You only do your best with what you can, with what you've got at the time.
Yeah.
But I think I'm just so much more understanding and aware of other people and their lives and what makes them who they are and what's brought them to where they are now and, you know, like why mm-hmm. they might be the way they are.
Mm-hmm.
Like in school I was a lot less tolerant or patient or understanding of people that were like maybe different from me or had different opinions of me from me. Like kids that were naughty or mean, like bullies, I would be like, oh, I just didn't get it. Like I would just be like,
got no time for it.
Yeah, no time for it. And I would just think they're such little assholes.
Yeah.
But now I just am like, and obviously with age, as you know, I'm like, well, they would have had something going on at home. Something
happened, yeah.
Something's going on at home.
Yeah.
Something's, they're feeling insecure about something. Like, mm-hmm. that's happened to them, so they're doing it to me. Yeah. Or, you know, they're not wearing bare feet. Oh, I hate even thinking about it, but like when you're younger, you just think like, they're wearing bare feet because dirty uniform because they're unhygienic.
Gross. Yeah.
Oh my God, I feel like sick thinking that I even thought that because now I'm like...
You understand.
I understand. You're like, they wouldn't have... Yeah, it's just... Yeah, so I think, obviously, you just... Yeah.
That comes of age, obviously, and...
Yeah.
Well, hopefully, for most people, it comes of age and...
Yeah.
Having a bit more of an understanding of life.
Yeah. I think I just... Yeah, I think feel like I just am more considerate of other people's... feelings, and I'm able to like really put myself in other people's shoes, and that helps me resolve like and work through anything that I have in my own life.
Yeah,
because I feel like when I can really understand other people and where they're coming from, and compare that to mine, it helps me make sense of things, which helps me work through it.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's good, and I guess it also comes through along with growing up and that, like, obviously your counselling and your degree has obviously been a big part of that as well, like, or, you know, has made you be able to think maybe differently to others as well.
Yeah, I don't know.
Unpack.
Yeah, I wonder what I would, because that was kind of
lots in of me what somewhere. You see, yeah, lots of what you say is about life and growing up, and most people have that in them to understand later, obviously being a school teenagers completely different to how you are in your mid-20s, but yeah, your degree also,
just being exposed to like so many different people from all walks of life, and then I'm like, wow, I have lived, we've said this before, but I lived such a sheltered life, and you know, now I can actually
finally admit that
and know that and like not be ashamed of it, but be aware of it and be like, well, yeah, I think it really helps to understand people better.
Yeah, definitely.
When you understand yourself and
yeah.
Did you answered that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, it's me.
shit. You're back.
What is something you feel you don't do enough of?
Oh, okay. I wrote for this one being present in the moment. I crave the weekends, and it's something that, like, most of us, I think, kind of, I wish my weeks away to get these 2 days, you know, Friday night, literally, Saturday and Sunday, and then on Sunday, you kind of hate your life again because you know that work's coming. So when I read this question, I was like, what I don't do enough of actually just live in the moment and live each day as, like, a great day, because as deep as it is, you don't know how long you've got, and I wish my weeks away, I waste them, but what's stopping me from going to the beach on a Monday night if it's a nice day, nice night, or I don't know, going for a walk, or going, like, what's stopping Dylan and I, or our friend, like us friends, doing something on the weekday? Why does it have to be a weekend? Obviously life gets in the way and everyone's got different schedules, I get that, but for me, I think what I don't do enough of is just being present in the moment. Like, I just am wishing my weeks away. And I feel sad about that because I don't want to look back on my 20s and think I lived for however many two-day weekends there are in your 20s out of the 7 days that you live.
Yeah, it's so true.
It's pretty crazy to think about. And, like, one day I'm not going to have this freedom. I will hopefully be lucky enough to have children, and I want that. But I'm so lucky right now. I've got freedom. I can do whatever the hell I want.
Yeah.
So why aren't I doing, like, I'm young. Why aren't I going out and doing this on the weekdays just because I work a day shift?
I remember feeling like that, though, when I was working full-time.
Yeah.
You know, I'd feel, and then, you know, you got your routine.
Yeah.
You know what? We've probably talked about this
when
we first started the podcast.
Mm.
Because I would have been probably working full-time then. You know, about, like,
mm-hmm.
Feeling like you...
And it's, yeah, like...
You can't fit enough in, you just don't have enough time.
Which I think is... And this also comes from, you know, like, daylight savings is ending this Sunday, I think. And I'm like, well, what did I do for the last... Of course I did.
We did have our summer rub.
I know. Yeah, we did. But I do think, you know, like, on days, like, on nights like this, I'm usually... It's nice and clear and it's beautiful. And I'm usually just kind of inside because I'm tired because I've done a week, you know, a day's work and it's... Wednesday and it's, you know, wait, I've got work tomorrow, blah, blah, blah. Need to be in bed by 9 and I sleep by 9:30 and it's like, yes, like that's good, having that routine and stuff. But, yeah, for me personally, I just think I don't do enough of being present.
Yeah.
I'm wishing my life away.
Yeah.
To get fucking drunk on the weekends, probably.
Yeah, and then it just flies by because you're drunk.
And then you're hungover and it's all go. So, yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I will work on that. What is something you feel you don't do enough of?
I think mine is just about being, like, intentional about what I do. Like, putting more time into my looking after myself.
Uh-huh.
You know? Like, I reckon that's just it. Like, I don't look after my... I do look after myself, but, like, I would love to put more work into myself. Mm-hmm. Like... journaling, like, I should practice what I freaking preach
counseling.
I should journal. Like, I feel like I am a talker and I talk everything out with people.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I feel like I should learn to just also process things on my own a little bit, you know, like be okay with that. And maybe journaling is that. And exercising more and, like, I don't know, just being a bit more, I don't know if it's getting my life together, but it seems like little things that I... should sort of have together, but I don't.
Or just maybe being a bit more proactive with your life right now.
Yeah.
Grabbing hold of it a little bit more, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely the same as well. Yeah, it's just it's so hard, though. Like, sometimes I feel like it is hard to, like, get into a groove of things.
And some people are really naturally like that, and others aren't, and you have to actually, like, that's why I wrote Be Intentional, because it's like you have to make an effort to be a certain person that you're not, but
well, it's like,
you know it's going to benefit you.
Mm. Like, finding that motivation is something that I really struggle with. I want to be fitter. I feel weak, you know? Like, I want to be fitter.
Mm.
But it's getting that motivation. I literally have none.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I need to find that somehow in myself.
Pull it out from me bumhole.
Well, that's it.
Yeah. Okay. What is one thing you feel you have to achieve in order to be satisfied when you're 90?
This kind of question gives me the shivers a bit, because I can't, like... I can't believe that one day, hopefully, we are going to be old.
I know.
And we're not going to be living this life that we are right now.
Yeah.
Because I feel like for so long, you're so young. Like, for a long time, you know, like, from maybe, like, 16, you feel young. And even now, like, you know, we do still feel young. And then all of a sudden, I feel like it's just going to be really fast on being, like, a proper adult.
I'm really interested, like, interested in what it feels like to be... Yeah, I was thinking... Sorry, this is off track.
No.
I've been thinking about, you know, the whole process of when you're in your 60s.
Yeah.
And then you, you might be on the road to retirement.
Yeah.
And that whole... for your mental...
The mind.
Yeah, like, the idea that you're stopping work because your life is... It doesn't mean that it's ending, but you're stopping work because you're no longer going to work, so then you're going to have a different lifestyle to suit the age that you are. And then, you know, people get to a point in their life and they think, you know what, Dal? I'm all good to go. Like, I cannot fathom...
It's just shivers, hey, like,
feeling, feeling that content with my life that I feel I've done, you know?
Mm.
Yeah, I just can't imagine it. So let's just try not to.
I mean, look, going off that,
yeah.
if I do want to feel a little bit content with my life, the biggest thing for me is travel. I want to see as much as I can in this world that we live in, as much of the safer parts of the world. And I want to live overseas. It's something that I have always wanted to do. I don't know how and when it will fit into my life, but I think if I was a satisfied little 90-year-old, I would look back and think, I love that I moved overseas for a bit.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's just to Australia or, I mean, my dream would be to go move to the big London town. But yeah, it's something that literally what I wrote is travel, best friends or with a partner or both, whatever, just to get out there and travel. And to maybe move overseas as well, just to see something different.
Yeah.
I think that's something that I get a little bit, like, stressed with, and going back to that routine thing, is being in the same place, doing the same stuff over and over again, and then all of a sudden, you're 50?
Yeah.
That kind of gives me the shits.
Yeah.
So just being able to do something different, and I guess I've started that with my career change. So maybe that will take me somewhere, who knows?
Yeah, but, well, you'll be travelling with that.
Only a little bit.
Yeah.
But maybe I will go, into long haul. I am in short haul at the moment. But if I will go into long haul, then, I will be seeing a lot more. But, just in general, I know that my calling is somewhere in this world. I just don't know how or when that will be.
I love that.
Yeah. What about you, Dill? You're a little 90. I reckon you're going to be, 4 foot fucking 9.
Definitely.
You're going to be tiny.
I reckon I'm really. Yes.
Maybe you're kicking at the bowls, reminiscing on the podcast. What's good for you, Dom?
I'll be satisfied when I'm 90 if I have, also travelled, lived somewhere out of New Zealand, and I would love to have kids.
Yeah.
So I really, 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 really hope that I can have kids. So, but that doesn't mean I'll feel satisfied when I'm 90, but I would just be so happy if I had kids and then got to see grandkids too.
That
would be amazing. And if I'd had, at least some sort of happy marriage. You know, if I have a moment in my life where I feel like I've found my soulmate, even if that ends at some point, just that feeling.
Being, content in your...
Well, you just meet someone and you're so in love and you are like, I want to marry you.
Yeah.
I will be happy if I get that feeling.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And just if I've done the best in my... If I'm doing counselling or if I'm doing psychology, any kind of work that I end up in, if I've just made an impact in people's lives and done the best, given my best to, the community, wherever I am, then I will feel super, super happy with myself.
Yeah.
Other than that, the rest is all just... It's all just part of life, you know? Yeah.
And you'll be a content little...
Sausage.
Nanny. What do you reckon you're going to be? Nana, nanny, grandma...
I'm not a grandma.
Gangster, Jima, nan.
Maybe nanny.
Nanny's cute, eh?
Yeah, nanny Elise.
That's cute.
Nanny Elise.
Nanny Elise, I think we'll have to be.
Or Nana Elise.
Oh, wow, that flows, doesn't
it? Yeah, it does.
Oh, that's nice.
That rolls off the tongue.
Yeah.
Okay, I reckon we got a last question.
All right.
We've been serious for too long. It's time to start getting silly again.
Go for it.
This isn't a silly question. It's just we're wrapping it up here.
Wrap it up, sis.
Okay, what are the things or people that can bring you out of a bad state, place, frame of mind?
I haven't really thought about this one, but I think what instantly comes to mind is two scenarios. I can either need, or crave being around my closest friends and maybe just trying to forget about it and having a good night with my friends. That really helps me, being around people, whether that be, going out for the night or having a nice wholesome dinner or anything, dancing on the frickin' couches, any of that kind of stuff. That all has helped me previously kind of get over things or move, just... try to forget something, having a sleepover with girlfriends, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Kind of being around people. But I also, that can also not help me. I can also just be like, I need to get out of this situation that I'm in, this party or this gathering or this dinner. It can either get too overwhelming for me or I just need to be on my own. So I also love, like, going for a walk by myself, maybe with a podcast in, or just nothing, and just maybe with my dog, or I'm just speaking of scenarios that I've done before, but, yeah, being by myself, but doing something, not sitting in my room alone, that can obviously consume me and make things worse. But if I'm out walking, I've taken my dog, or I've got a podcast in, or I'm just me, myself, and I, that can help me. But I've got to be moving. Yep. So I can't be sitting. But, yeah, being in my friends. So I think it's so weird because it's both being around people but also myself. But I think it just depends on...
I think both are important.
What I need to work on. Yeah. Whatever's happening in myself needs to...
Because sometimes when you're around your friends and stuff, you get uplifted and you get their comfort and you feel loved, and if that's what you're lacking and all that kind of stuff, but then you don't get a chance to really like sit in it in yourself and like process it with your own thoughts and make up your own mind. Sometimes you can be like drowned up by what other people think about things, or their advice that you don't necessarily want at that time, or you know, so I feel like it just depends on...
I think for an example, I think I was going through a bit of a breakup, and we went out, I think. I think it was us. We went out and we went to a gig, and it was all... Or we went to a party or whatever. It was all fun and games. I was, like, really strong. I was like, this is good. This is where I'm meant to be. Like, I'm with all my people that I love. Like, blah, 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 blah. And then, but it all just, because I didn't sit in it at all. I didn't process anything. It was all go, go. I, like, moved out. I, like, did all these things. And I remember in the morning, you obviously come off that bit of a high of being around all your friends. Maybe there's a hangover in the mix.
Yeah.
And that just, like, all crashed. And I, like, you know, just sat there crying for hours and hours and hours. And I was like, oh, my God, this is so, like, messed up, you know. But I hadn't, but it's because maybe I hadn't processed it to begin with. And I said, yeah, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine.
You literally, like, didn't even give yourself 30 seconds.
No, I was like, go, go. Just,
and we were out, and it was like, I was shocked that you wanted to do that, but I was also like... Yeah, it's hard to know whether that's going to be the right thing for you.
Yeah, in that moment it felt right, and maybe it was right. Maybe it was the right thing to do, because if I was at home by myself and everyone else had gone out, and I don't know, you know, if he was doing something as well, but if, you know, if he, that would probably consume me a lot more, and that would, like, maybe make me even sadder. But yeah, it all just kind of hit me at once with a hangover, and it was just...
The next morning doesn't help. It's like you need to go out, have the fun, but only have a few drinks so that you don't wake up absolutely hating your life.
So yeah, that's me.
My answer, just because I know you're gonna ask me back, would be the exact same. A walk is really, really good for me. Fresh air, exercise, really good. But yeah, it's just a balance of being on my own. I always tend to want to be around people. But I think I do enjoy being on my own with it as well.
I guess it's kind of like you can't run away from it forever. You can't have sleepovers every night with your friends. You can't go out partying if that's what you're into every night. Or you can't, I don't know, go out for dinner every night with your friends. You have to at some point come back to be alone.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, where do you add that in? Where do you start? Like, you know?
Yeah, or else you're going to be the one that goes to bed alone. And then it's going to all pile up on you in your head before you go to bed.
Yeah.
And then that's, I reckon, when it's, like, the saddest and hardest.
That's the worst feeling in the world. You almost feel like you've got 15 books on your chest.
Yeah.
And you're, like, can't breathe and you're crying. And it's, like, a full-on sad story.
It's actually horrible crying in bed on your own.
Yeah. Rolling over.
Yeah.
Crying.
But, yeah, but then it turns into a point where it's, like...
Yeah, you're sobbing.
Yeah.
But you're alone. So, oh, my God.
I always feel really sorry for myself in those moments.
I think you kind of have to, though.
Yeah.
That's when you're needed. You need yourself in that moment.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be with anyone in those moments where I'm... Though, you know what? That's the answer for me. It's like, I need to... When I'm crying and things, I need to be... I like to be alone and have a good, solid cry.
Yes.
Get it then out. I also really appreciate the, you know, the company as well.
Yeah.
And other times.
Yes.
Mm.
Balance, babes.
Yes, it's all about balance in this world.
Yes, that's it. Wow. Okay. That was... I like that one.
Yeah. Well, that was...
I liked talking
one
about
one way
those.
To dive deep, deep, dive in.
All right. Okay. Well, we shall go. We shall wrap this up.
We shall.
We hope you enjoyed this little insightful episode. Hope you grabbed something from it.
Yep. Maybe you related.
Yeah. Or learned something about us. Mm. Who knows? If you did, let us know. Check us a little, you know, a little message in there. In the inbox, we love it, as always.
And we'll see you next week.
Yeah, go on. We'll come back.
We'll come back.
All right. Okay,
since
fine.
Since you were all shaking in your boots waiting for us.
All right, anyway. Back. I can see ya.
Okay, bye.